Come on, Watson, just a little more ways to go.
I just need a short break. Thank goodness there's another building coming up. Perhaps it may have something to rest on. Or at least I could lean against it for a bit.
This is the most exciting part. If you must, please rest quickly.
Just another minute, Holmes. Ugh, this bench is filthy. This black dust seems to be sticking to my clothes. It's even coating this bag under the seat. Someone must have left it here.
Are you done resting yet, Watson? We still need to investigate the murder scene and then examine the town portal for evidence of the fire wielders.
Fine. I'm coming.
This definitely looks like the place. Look at those slashes on the tree.
What is that sparkling?
That is fairy blood, Watson. It is not red because they lack iron in their blood. In fact, they are allergic to it and burn on contact. The only thing left of a fairy corpse is a pile of glittering dust.
Interesting. What is that black dust, then?
That could be evidence, Watson. Let me collect a sample so we can go back to town and inspect it at once.
Good heavens, Holmes. Is that a cave on the side of the mountain? It looks inhabited. I didn't know anyone was allowed to live outside the village borders.
Indeed. And he lives close enough to the forest that he may know what happened. Let's pay him a visit before we return to town. Hello? Is anyone home?
Who are you?
I am Holmes, and this is my assistant, Dr. Watson. And you are?
My name is Galdor.
Why do you live so far out here, Galdor?
The villagers, they don't like me being around. So I've made this mountain my home.
By Jove, you're the man we saw at the tavern yesterday. Those men were decidedly cruel to you. Why do they dislike you so much?
I'm half-dwarf, half-fairy. And they don't like the appearance of dwarves. Our height, our stockiness, our general unattractiveness to fairies.
Fairies are more judgmental than I thought. And you don't look that bad. If you were human, you would look practically normal.
Well, thank you. But in case you haven't noticed, all fairies are blessed with incredible beautiful looks. So the standards are very high. I have no friends here. There's no one else like me in the village, and no one will even talk to someone like me without giving a look of disgust first.
Well, that's rude of them.
Quite rude. What happened to your arm?
I was collecting firewood when, unbeknownst to me, I was near a nest of iron beetles. One slashed me and it cut pretty deep.
Yes, that must have been painful. But it looks like it's healed well.
Yes, indeed. Well, sorry to have disturbed you, Galdor. We must head back to town now.
You know, you two are the first people who have been kind to me in a long while. You're welcome to visit again anytime.
Thank you.
He was a strange one, wasn't he, Watson?
Men who seclude themselves in mountains are generally strange, are they not, Holmes?
Quite so. But I believe there is more to him than meets the eye. I have a hunch. But first, we need to make a trip to the market.
An apple, coffee, and a pouch of salt. What are those for?
I was hungry. This helps me think, and you never know when you may need salt.
I don't understand you sometimes, Holmes, but I trust you know what you're talking about.
Just as I suspected, Watson, this black dust is iron filings.
Iron filings? What does that mean?
That means I suspect I know who the Dark Knight is, but first, we need to capture him. We need to plant a decoy.
You know, Gary, I've been thinking that Prince Preston seems to have quite the motive for getting rid of his brother, Prince Claudius.
I hear you, Fred. He would get to take over the whole kingdom. It makes the most sense that he would have been the one to orchestrate the murders.
Yeah, well, it's getting late. I'm gonna hit the hay. Have a good night, Gary. Don't get murdered.
Yep, you too, Fred. Sleep tight. Don't get slain by the dark night. See what I did there? I sure hope you know what you're doing, Mr. Holmes.
I have a plan, Gary. Just pretend to go to sleep.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna fall into a deep sleep now. One where even someone who breaks in to kill me wouldn't wake me up. How was that?
That's great, Gary.
I'm kind of worried about Gary. I hope he doesn't get murdered.
Don't worry, Fred. Holmes is excellent in close quarters combat.
And what about you?
I'm a veteran of the Afghan Wars. I know how to throw a punch or two.
Okay.
Plus, I have this revolver if things go wrong.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel better. Good night, Watson.
Sleep well, Fred.
Nice try! Ha!
I was having this crazy dream about donuts and... Oh my god! The Black Knight! Take this!
Gary! Gary, it's me, Holmes! For God's sake, stop hitting me with a broom!
Holmes? Why are you wearing a mask?
I don't want to breathe in iron filings! Now, help me capture the Black Knight!
Right, boss!
Holmes!
Watson! Just in the nick of time! Help me! Trim.
Right, Holmes.
Wow, Mr. Holmes, you caught him!
Yeah, great job, guys.
Thank you both for being decoys. Now, to bring the Black Knight into town to see who is behind all this.
You've been listening to Sherlock Holmes, Kingdom in Peril, Part 3 of 4, written by Casey Budnott. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell, with music by Mendelssohn. Eugene R. Hendricks was Dr. Watson. Nicole Tomte was Sherlock Holmes and Gary. Thomas DJ was Galder. Chris Tyler was Fred. Tune in next week for the exciting reveal of the murderer in the conclusion of Sherlock Holmes, Kingdom in Peril. You can also contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.